But tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, remember one of your favorite mayors out of New York, Eric Adams. He decided that he wanted to give the migrants $1,000 a month. Many people in New York were saying, what in the world is he doing? We have people right here in New York City who are struggling, could use that $1,000 a month, especially if it's coming from taxpayers. But oh no, Eric Adams didn't want to do that. He wanted to give it to people who never paid a tax in New York City or New York State. He wanted to give it to people who have not invested in generations into this country or served this country in any way, shape, form, or fashion. He wanted to give it to them, and many people were very upset with this. They couldn't believe this. They were outraged, and rightfully so, because that is your tax dollars. It don't belong to Eric Adams. It don't belong to the City Council of New York. It is your tax dollars. Well, after the outrage, he still is going to go along with that program, just want you to know, but he just reduced it just a little bit. Let's roll this, and then we get more into detail.
Some migrant families will soon be given prepaid credit cards to buy food and baby supplies. The mayor's office says the city is partnering with Mobility Capital Finance to launch a more cost-effective program. Right now, the city has contracts with food services who provide non-perishable food boxes to shelters. They will start with 500 migrant families with children in short-term hotel stays. The cards can only be used at bodegas, grocery stores, supermarkets, and convenience stores.
We're just giving this migrant population more free stuff at the expense of New York City taxpayers.
In a statement, the mayor's office says, in part, quote, not only will this provide families with the ability to purchase fresh food of their culturally relevant diets and the baby supplies of their choosing, but the pilot program is expected to save New York City more than $600,000 per month or more than $7.2 million annually.
I'm not going to be thankful that a program that was bloated and inefficient is somehow cheaper to just give away free money to people in the hopes that they feed themselves.
According to the New York Post, this pilot program will cost the city $53 million. The amount loaded on the card will depend on the family size.
They're deflecting attention away from their incompetency, and they're not holding accountable the people that had prior contracts.
Paramalu is with artists, athletes, and activists. He says the Adams administration is setting up the migrants for failure.
Purchasing food at the supermarket is not cheap anymore. And on top of that, they don't have kitchens. So how are they going to purchase the food that they want?
Now, toward the end, when that gentleman said that Eric Adams and all these Democrat mayors are setting up the migrants for failure, he's 100% right, and we'll get to that. But let me go back into this because we want to get the full details here outside of what you have heard. Now, you know they're receiving the debit cards, and it was very, very controversial. They can receive up to $18,200 a year. And so they start distributing the cards, as you well know, to the first 10 new arrivals at the city's Roosevelt Hotel shelter on Monday. So 10 of them showed up, here's money for you, and say the cards are preloaded with a week's worth of funds and will be rolled out to 115 families, equivalent to 450 people by the end of the week. Say Eric Adams is pressing ahead with a $53 million scheme, despite a furious backlash amid fears the cards are open to abuse, and they will be open to abuse. People will be taking people's cars. People will be buying all kind of illicit things with it. You better believe that. Now, check this out. This is our friends, the Democrats, right? Black America, our friends. You got $53 million for migrants. But if we ask for reparations, we don't have no money for that. But we got $53 million for migrants. We have billions for them. You see, at this point in history, Black America, the Democrats are literally telling you now, F you. F you. That's what they're doing at this point. They say the debit cards, they say, can only be used at supermarkets and bodegas, according to what the city is saying, which we know is going to be a lie. They say a family of four, they say with two children, receives $350 per week. And say, depending on the children's ages, and say, participants will also have to sign an affidavit swearing they're only going to use the cars for food or baby supplies at the risk of being removed from the program. They're not going to remove them from the program. Trust me, they're not. They say critics of Eric Adams, they say rival on the migrant crisis, talking about Greg Abbott, and 50 Cent question why migrants are receiving the cars ahead of struggling New Yorkers. Greg Abbott blasted the offensive scheme as insanity, which it is. And say, but supporters say it will help the city deal with the strain on its services caused by the surge in migrants in recent months. Well, you know, we knew the narrative at first was Greg Abbott shipping us all these migrants until we found out that Biden can fly in 30,000 of them per month and drop them off wherever he wants to drop them off at in the middle of the night. And then when they were trying to put in and ask, okay, what cities have you been dropping these people off at? Oh, we can't tell you that. It's security. We can't tell you. So just don't blame Greg Abbott. Biden has been flying them in here. They say in the last 2 years, 180,000 asylum seekers enter New York with 65,000 still in shelters. But how many homeless New Yorkers is on the streets? As Adams insists that debit cards will save the city $600,000 a month or $7.2 million annually by allowing migrants to spend money that will go back into the local economy instead of the city spending funds on boxes of food. Now, the gentleman that you just saw, the Republican, you know, he even acknowledged it would be saving, but questioning the amount being spent on the migrants. You say a lot of New Yorkers are going to take this as something that's fundamentally unfair. He said there are plenty of New Yorkers struggling to pay their bills, which is true. Is it Adams' decision to award the contract for the debit cards to Mobility Capital Finance on emergency basis without competitive bids from other companies has also raised eyebrows. Let me tell you about these politicians, ladies and gentlemen. These politicians are money laundering. They're not doing it in the sense of what criminal money laundering is. They know a loophole or workaround to money launder without going to jail for it. Because it's like people go to Congress. They go to Congress, the job only pays, what, $100,000 or so a year. And by the time they come out of Congress, all of them are millionaires. How does that happen? That's like you getting a job for $100,000 a year. None of you come out your job after a couple of years and be multimillionaires. No, they're money laundering through bills, or they know who to invest in, who to get shares in. Think about it. You're going to use certain companies and nobody else can bid on it. What? Why are you only giving it to them? What are you getting out of the deal? Because usually what cities do is to have competitive bidding to see who's going to give them the best service for the less cost. But you're giving it to, like, how are you actually benefiting out of that? That's what we got to look at with all these politicians, Democrat and Republican, don't matter what side of the aisle, politicians. They all money laundering. When they write these big bills and all this money going all over the place, like, where's all this money coming from? Yeah, they the only one got their pockets fat, but they get mad when you want a stimulus. Oh, we can't afford a stimulus, but yeah, you getting stimulus. Now, Eric Adams' administration was also criticized for entering a $434 million contract with DocGo, a medical services company whose work on the migrant crisis has been mired in controversy. Eric Adams also spent $570,000 of your taxpayer dollars on the contract so far, including $125,000 starting fee for the company, advance funds for the cards, and $3 per card to create them. Now, a CEO, Wole Coaxin, which is a black man, insisted that digital coding on the cards, let's say, ensures that they only work in pre-approved stores with families also being asked to save receipts. He said his company has worked on universal basic income cards in other cities, including Los Angeles, Newark, New Jersey, where they are not abused. Once again, I'm not mad at the companies. We're talking about Eric Adams and what he's choosing to do. You say, what we found, they say, in each of the instances is that people spend the money on the intended purpose. Some people may do it, but a lot of people not. Now, they say city can remove people from the program if they are found to be committing fraud. Officials intend to gather data on the first families to receive the cards before rolling out further, because it's going to go to more people. Now, say New York's deputy mayor for Health and Human Services, Ann Williams Isom, they said defended the scheme, saying it's not putting groups against each other. And there are other programs such as food stamps and cash assistance for native New Yorkers. It is putting groups against each other. You're taking from native New Yorkers and you're giving it to people for free. They're not even doing work in the city to earn that. Like, I can understand you say, you know what? We're going to pay y'all on these cards because you're doing work. They're not even working. They laid up while New Yorkers have to get their behinds up every day and go to work. So, yes, you're pitting them against each other. What you're saying is the migrants are more important than New Yorkers. That's what you're saying. Black Americans have been asking y'all to help them forever in Harlem, the Bronx, Queens, etc. Right? Y'all haven't done nothing for Black Americans. Nothing. Y'all spending all this money. Why don't you spend that money getting rid of them rats? That's what you need to be spending money on, the rat problem. But no, you rather take money from something like that and give it to migrants? Now, let's go back to what the man said that he's setting them up for failure. Listen, the scriptures teach a man has to work so he can eat. Why? Why would the scriptures say that? Because if you give a man free stuff, free food, free shelter, free cell phone, right? Everything is free. It doesn't incentivize him to get his lazy behind up and go to work, for one. And you're going to have a problem because when somebody becomes lazy like that, they get entitled. They demand you keep feeding them. They demand you keep the shelter. They demand you keep their phone on. They demand health care. They're going to demand everything like they're kings and queens. If they want to be kings and queens, go do that back in your homeland where you come from. Go do that over there. But these Democrats have created a major problem in the cities. It's just not New York, Chicago, and other places like that. And then now Chicago, you want to start slowly putting them out. You created a problem. You shouldn't have put them in there in the first place. Once people get used to entitlement like that, especially coming from third world countries like that, you really gonna have a problem. You will see. And I said before, all these military age males that y'all let in this country, it wouldn't happen with me. I say, look, I'm more sympathetic to women and small children, but all these males, oh no, you can't come here. You gotta go back to your homeland. You better go fight. You better go fight. You better go do whatever, but you can't come here. We don't need a bunch of males here roaming around with nothing to do. That's the one that's going to be the problem. The women and the children, you know, I'm talking about small children, they're not going to be the issue. It's the males. And what we're seeing now, the males is the one out here committing crimes and doing all kinds of things now because they're just roaming around with nothing to do. Now, when black men was roaming around with nothing to do, the police roll up on black men. Hey, let me see your ID. What you doing? Stop and frisk, New York, right? I guarantee you they're not rolling up on them, asking them what they doing all day when people at work, they casing the places and things like that. Now, let's continue. Deputy Mayor says that she struggled to find out why people are being so negative when it comes to providing something so basic for families with children. This is what she said. Ma'am, sister, let me tell you why people are negative. Listen, it's okay you help somebody here and there, but y'all have made this a habit now, okay? You're not giving somebody something just to help them to get on their feet and then they're going to do what they got to do. No, you are literally taking care of them. And you're not taking care of New Yorkers. That's what that is. Now, if you look at what I put at the bottom about Eric Adams going rogue, the way the government is supposed to work, you know, this democracy that the Democrats always say we need to save because old Trump gonna get rid of democracy. Look like y'all got rid of democracy. Y'all not practicing democracy. New Yorkers said no, but hell no on those cards. If you was in a real democracy, you just say, hey, New Yorkers say no, I can't do it because that's what the people say, right? That's what a democracy. Politicians don't supposed to think on their own. Whatever district they're representing, or they a mayor and he have the city, whatever they say goes. The people is the boss, not the politician. But the politicians are rogue, Democrat and Republican. They're rogue. They're doing whatever they want to do. Yeah, get me in office and I'll do this and I'll do that. And then when they get up, they do whatever they want to do. All this hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars going to the migrants. But yet not a dime going to New Yorkers. You cutting city services for the migrants. So you could take money away from that and pay for that. And New Yorkers shouldn't say nothing about that. I don't know why they're so upset. I don't get this. Well, you know what, ma'am? Why don't you take your money and you go help those people? Matter of fact, get a family out of shelter and put them in your house. Eric Adams, put them in your house. That's what y'all need to start doing. Put your house and your money where your mouth is. If you really care about migrants, let's see how many migrant families come live in your home. Y'all Democrats are not asking. None of the migrant families come live in your house. None of you are. You don't care. Because you're getting with these hotels, you're getting with these businesses, and you're getting kickbacks. We all know you're getting kickbacks somewhere. Somebody getting the kickback. That's why y'all doing it. It's a big bag being made with this migrant crisis, y'all. I'm telling you. You can't tell me Brandon Johnson not getting nothing out of the deal. Speaking of Brandon Johnson, they're asking Brandon Johnson, hey, brother, where's that $300 million that you say you spent on the migrant crisis? He on around. He won't answer questions about the money. Why you not? Are you doing the same thing? You legally money laundering too? Why are you on talking about the money? Y'all just start questioning this stuff. Notice none of these politicians want forensic auditors to come in and audit the books at the city level, the state level, or even the federal level, because forensic auditors will find every dime. They gonna find it. That's what they do. None of them politicians advocate for that. Hey, I want a forensic audit. I'm going to bring a team of forensic auditors in here, and we're going to find out where every dime has been going. Boy, it'd be so many people going to jail, they start doing that because they'll find out who giving kickbacks, who doing dirt, who taking money. Because trust me, Super Mayor Tiffany Hinyard isn't the only one. Everybody focused on her because she's loud with it. But she isn't the only mayor out here using city funds now. The rest of them just not loud and upfront with it like she is. The rest of them is doing it on the sneak. They taking money here and there and doing it, you know, just taking a little bit so you're not paying attention. They're not taking big trips to Vegas and doing all the things this woman has been doing. Because you better believe Tiffany Hinyard isn't the only mayor that's taking money. She's not the only one. So please don't even label her like, oh, she taking money. No, she's just the one that's just too loud with it and everybody eyes on her. And she didn't do it the way the other mayors are doing it. You know what I'm saying? But the Democrats don't believe in democracy. So what do you mean save it or save democracy because of Trump? No. Nobody gonna care about you with that no more because you prove you don't care. Chicago say, hey, we don't want to be a sanctuary city no more. Let's put this on the ballot. Brandon Johnson, oh, I'm gonna vote against that. So you stopped the citizens of Chicago from voting, which is supposed to be our right in a so-called democracy to vote if we want a city sanctuary or not. The people in Chicago, right? You're gonna take away their democratic rights to say if they want their city to be sanctuary city or not because you getting paid from this migrant crisis. You believe that they getting paid from this, y'all. They getting paid and nothing coming out of their pocket because they're using your money as taxpayers. And it's not like these people are working and improving the city or doing something and say, man, yeah, we appreciate them here because they're doing X, Y, Z. No. They are literally like children that you have to take care of. On top of committing the crimes they're committing, the males and all that stuff that's going on in the city. But New Yorkers or people in Chicago, you better not open your mouth about the tax dollars. You better not ask where it went. You better not say where's our money. You better not say any of that. And Black Americans, you sure better not ask for no reparations. You especially better not ask for reparations. And then Democrats expect Black Americans to come vote for them in November. any Black American, they got a little respect for themselves. And I say just a tiny, because I know a lot of you don't have respect for yourself. I know you don't. I know. Because you've been so brainwashed. But if you just got a tiny, just a little bit of respect for yourself, there's no way you can go out and vote Democrat at this point. There's no way. Because you're literally being highly disrespected by the Democrat Party. They're taking resources away from you, the community that needed the most, right? And giving it to people that just crossed the border, that stormed the border, a lot of them, broke our laws to get in here because we have a president who's rogue too, who's not following what the American people are saying to do, right? We have a big mess in this country. That's why Biden got to go. He definitely got to go in November because he caused this mess. And if y'all sit up there and play a game and go vote that man back in, like I said, I don't want to hear it about no migrants no more. Because that means you, that's truly meaning you, that's what you wanted, you voted for it. But, you know, shout out to all my brothers and sisters in New York. Shout out to y'all. You know, I feel for y'all because this isn't right. Y'all didn't ask for any of this stuff to be happening. And when it's time to go vote, you know, for the next election for mayor, get Eric Adams out of there. But don't go replace him with another Democrat because you're going to have the exact same problem. Let me tell you something. The Democrat Party, it don't matter what face is representing them. They all think the same because they have to follow a party and they don't not have to follow the people.